Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, Big Z here. We have an emergency podcast. The Lions have hired a new general manager, Brad Holmes. The whole Blue Kool-Aid crew is here. We're going to get down and break it in this new GM, 41-year-old GM, Brad Holmes. So sit back, relax, grab your Kool-Aid. It's time for the pod. This is Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid, a Detroit Lions podcast hosted by lifelong Lions fans. UJ.
It seems apparent to me that the most intellectual football fans tend to be Lions fans.
Bob.
Stafford is the best quarterback in football. Remember what you saw here. Tell your grandkids. Don't forget.
Red Dog.
I believe we're on the precipice of a new era of Detroit Lions football dominance.
Connor.
Patricia looks like Violet Beauregard from Willy Wonka out there. An absolute blueberry on the sideline.
And I'm your host, Big Z. The media knows nothing. The Detroit Lions 2021 Super Bowl champs. We can't wait for this upcoming season. Relax, it's time for the pod. Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, welcome back to an emergency podcast of Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. Oh boy, that must mean we got some big news to discuss. The Lions might have hired a GM. We'll get all into that. So before we get into that, I'm Big Z. Let's go around to the rest of the Blue Kool-Aid crew. So we got UJ.
Hey, everybody.
Bob.
Hello.
Connor.
Hey.
And then Red Dog.
Yo.
So, gentlemen, we're all gathered here for a reason, and that is because the Lions have hired Brad Holmes, the lead college scouting director of the Los Angeles Rams. He's been in that organization for 18 years, but he will not be there anymore as he is coming to Detroit. Before we get into more of his details, I guess, or maybe you guys will get into him, but let's just go around and get the reaction. So let's start with you, UJ. What is your reaction to Brad Holmes, a 41-year-old couch scouting director, getting hired to be the new director of the Lions?
From what I've read, I'm actually pretty excited about it. He seems like a pretty forward-thinking guy, and with the roster he helped put together with the Rams, I'm not sure how much influence he had, but apparently he had quite a bit from what I'm understanding. And I do like the Rams roster. It's a tough unit defensively and offensively. So, I'm excited about it. He's young, some new energy to this group, which we need badly. And it seems like they've done their due diligence. So I'm sure that, you know, after all the interviews they did with a lot of quality people, they must really like this guy. So, I'm all excited. Plus, you know, I'm a Kool-Aid drinker. So and now the Kool-Aid's all fresh again, man. It's tasting so good.
Oh, yeah.
Super Bowl next year. Woo! So, yeah, I like it. I like the pick.
And it does seem, UJ, that he did have a lot of influence, especially on the draft side of things. And the Los Angeles Rams haven't had a first-round draft pick since 2016 in Jared Goff. And they've still been able to – they have the third youngest roster in the NFL right now, the Los Angeles Rams, which means a lot of draft picks and a lot of undrafted free agents on their team. Right now they have three starters that were drafted on the third day of the draft, and Samson – Ebukam, Jordan Fuller, and Sebastian Joseph, and another cornerback that was an undrafted free agent. So they have four guys on the number one defense in the NFL on their defense right now. But that speaks a lot, to, I think, to the scouting. But Bob, let's go over to you. What is your reaction here to Brad Holmes?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as they fired Quinn, this is the guy on my radar. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think anybody knew who this guy was outside of Los Angeles. But I'm excited. I think they did a great process with this. They talked to so many people, all these interviews, and I've heard nothing but positive things about this guy. And he's supposed to be a big analytics guy. Like I said, he's supposed to be run their draft for the last 8 years. So I'm excited. UJ said, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. It's a new future. And he's not coming in with the with the arrogance that Quinn had. This guy's a guy who's worked his way up the chain,
mm-hmm.
and he's excited about the challenge, and he's very emotional about it. So I think he really wants the job and wants to do well. So I'm excited.
Yeah, he started with the Los Angeles Rams in 2004 in their personnel department. He was pretty much like a PR guy, just an intern in a PR department for the Rams, and now he's worked his way all the way up to scouting, college scouting director, and now GM. Just a little more information on him. So he has a lot of NFL history in his background. His dad, Mel, was a guard for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Luther Bradley, does that name ring a bell to UJ and Bob there?
I remember Luther Bradley. Yeah.
Number one draft pick for the Lions. First round draft pick, I should say, in 1977. That is his uncle. And then his cousin, Alex Barron, was the safety for the Rams and the Cowboys there for a while. He played at Alabama, I believe, Alex Barron. And Brad Holmes himself played at North Carolina A&T. Before then joining, of course, and going on his NFL career. But Connor, let's throw this over to you. I know you were a big fan of at least them expanding the process this time around compared to the last time when they hired Bob Quinn and they just threw a few bones.
We were chatting just before the pod about how when they hired Quinn, they only interviewed 3 people as opposed to 12 this time. I like this move. I initially was a little hesitant because I really wanted Dodds. So I was very sold on Dodds, but
yeah, agreed.
I mean, getting guys like Jordan Fuller in round 6, like I think is amazing versus trading up for Tavai in round 2. So if that's something we can get used to in the future, I'm very excited. I know he doesn't have as much experience on the pro scouting level, but I feel like that's a little easier to pick up. I think the college game is trickier. So I'm excited. We'll see who they hire as head coach, but I think I already like him more than I ever liked Quinn, so that's a plus for me.
Yeah.
Bam. And, you know, there's a lot of, at least a lot of people that seem to have worked with him say there's, knew Ozzie Newsome for the Baltimore Ravens. They say there's a lot of Ozzie Newsome in this guy. So that would be a great tenure.
That would be amazing.
That would be great. Yeah, Robert Kett with that article.
Let's throw this over to Rudd Dog now. What's your reaction here to Brad Holmes?
Oh, you know, it's harder to not like a guy who's assembled the top defense in the NFL right now. I think it all just came down to one question. I'm just curious how he answered it. You know, how he felt missing out on Eric Ebron and having to settle for Aaron Donald. You know, how he answered that question, I think, might have been the one. No, I like it. Like I said, top-notch defense. He's assembled a good roster, got a team going to the Super Bowl. Now they're making another push already in a couple of years. So if he can do that for the Lions, that'll be great.
Absolutely. And there's another thing that I really liked, and this came from Rod Wood today in the press, or they had a little presser or phone call or something like that. And Brad Holmes really, apparently through his interviews and through the background checks and stuff, has really embraced technology and analytics, which really stuck out to the owners and Spielman. So that part really excites me. I feel like the Lions weren't really fully utilizing what's out there. Just based on what we saw on the field, it didn't seem like they're utilizing it. So I'm really excited to see that integrated even more in Detroit here. And that really excites me as well, that a guy who's been around this long and has a knowledge will also be implementing those things a little more. That part excites me a lot. Because I'm a technology and analytics type guy. So.
Guys, what's the number one question you want answered right now that's popping out to me?
Stafford.
It's Stafford. What are you going to do with Stafford?
Crazy.
I'm interested.
They had to have asked him that, right?
I'll drink the Kool-Aid either way, but I'm hoping they keep him. But that'd be interesting. I haven't heard
that
anything.
That had to have been an interview question. Like, what would you do with Stafford?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It had to be.
Oh, good.
Oh, and you know, just based on everything I've read, it seems like Stafford's going to be staying around. That's
what Barry Sanders said. Yeah,
I don't know. I think he's got to be happy to get Stafford. I think he's personally a huge upgrade over Goff. So, I would think that.
Yeah.
Goff.
Yeah.
I think Goff is not the most impressive pick. I don't know what all went around.
People were railing about Goff on 97.1 today.
They were what?
They were railing on Goff, like, how can we trust Holmes? He drafted Jared Goff. Like, what a disaster a QB. Like, yeah, I don't want to call him a disaster. Like, they went to a Super Bowl with him.
He's not a disaster, but I don't find him to be, like, the most impressive, like, quarterback pick ever. But, I mean, I don't know what else was available at that time. So I don't know.
Wentz or Goff was basically it.
Neither of them were overly impressive to me right now. So, yeah. I mean, Like, yeah. He had to get a guy for his team, and he did. But now I think I'm excited to see what he'll be able to do having a guy and putting the pieces around him.
Yeah, and I do think Stafford's going to say, but I mean, that also depends on a coach as well. Like, if, for instance, the Lions are going after a guy like Arthur Smith, who has like five or an interview with every team in the NFL right now, and 3 second interviews, the Lions being the last of the three, unfortunately. So maybe he'll be hired by the time we're done with this podcast by the Falcons or something. The Lions, we're recording this on a Thursday. The Lions are interviewing Arthur Smith for the second time on a Friday, which is tomorrow when this podcast will debut. But nonetheless, I think Stafford's going to be there if you want to draw on one of these coaches that is being looked at by several different teams. But yeah, and kind of transition to that a little bit. You know, Brad Holmes comes from the Rams, and there's a guy, defensive coordinator Brandon Staley, that's a popular name right now too, that the Lions have not interviewed yet. But with this hire, I wonder if that is a possibility that we'll bring this guy, Brandon Staley guy in late. He's a Vic Fangio type defensive mind.
Well, we failed to import the Patriots. Maybe we can import the Rams now.
from what I read, they might be leaning more towards an experienced head coach now that they have a rookie GM.
Yeah, my gut is saying Marvin Lewis is going to be hired.
That'd be awful. that would be really deflating to me if they hire him.
That's just my gut. I don't know. Because, like you said, like Brad Holmes, inexperienced GM, so they'll go the other route with head coach and get the most experienced head coach.
I'd rather have Marvin Lewis than Todd Bowles, though.
Yes.
Or like Jim Caldwell.
I'd rather have Bevel than both of them.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like Bevel. I hope he stays around. I think if Marvin Lewis gets hired, Bevel will stay around.
I don't want him as a head coach.
I don't think
Bevel's not
an
exciting pick, but man, he makes Stafford. He brings a boast out of Stafford, and that's our one strength right now. Is
their offense still wasn't great, though.
Bevel?
Stafford was great.
If you kept Bevel, though, wouldn't it do what UJ was talking about, kind of give him that I guess, though, they wouldn't have had hired him before they hired Bowles. But I was just saying, because, like, you'd give him that 1 year of that sort of honeymoon period like that Quinn had with Caldwell. But I don't know. It just seems like
The real question is he going to have a choice in who the coach is now that he's the GM?
Because he hasn't been in all this interview processes they've done, right?
Right.
Like,
I'm sure all these guys start looping them in.
Is he going to just start like watching like the recordings of the meetings or something?
Must have talked about it though. You know, took the job, he must have an idea whether he's going to get to pick the coach. And
yeah,
I'm sure he had some input.
Or like who he would put in as head coach. I'm sure it was a question. Like,
right. His ability to work with whoever the head coach is should be of paramount importance.
Whatever they decide, it does seem like they have some sort of like unified plan in motion here at the top, which is the last time they did this search they just threw it to Ernie Accorsi, who is one of the worst football guys out there that the NFL because the Bears helped you know, Ernie Accorsi helped the Bears get Ryan Pace their GM, and look how that's turned out over there since he's been over there.
At least we're not Bears fans. Stick with Pace another year.
Oh yeah, that's great. The Bears fans after their Can I
give a shout out real quick to Mitch Trubisky for winning the Nickelodeon Valuable Player Award after his heroics in the last playoff game?
That's so fantastic. That's just the icing on the cake for Mitch Trubisky.
That was so funny.
That was funny. I don't know if anyone watched that, but all the Bears players were getting all the votes for like the top for the Nickelodeon VP or whatever, MVP, even though as they're getting spanked. It was just funny.
So the Lions, where they settle at head coach right now. So Arthur Smith, only one with a second interview. Robert Saleh has been, you know, he got a second interview with the Jets. Now he's going over the Eagles. He seems less of a favorite than we thought coming into the process now, right?
The shine wore off of him really quick, didn't it? I mean,
hearing reports that the interview didn't go as well.
Yeah, Burkett's the one that reported, right, that they thought Bevel interviewed better than Saleh, right?
Yeah, Burkett said that.
Hey. So, interesting nugget there.
Yeah, your resume's only worth so much. It's about how you're doing those interviews. I mean, if you don't come off well and don't get along, don't seem like you're going to get along, then all that other stuff doesn't really matter.
Supposedly, Patricia did good in interviews, too, you know.
You didn't tell him that his plan was to just come in.
Didn't
and
even really have to interview.
Team.
I feel like Quinn was just like, you have a job.
Probably. Exactly.
There is that, yeah.
Probably.
There wasn't much of an interview. Not as in-depth an interview process as we're seeing right now, that's
they,
for sure.
They knew he was an asshole. They just thought because he's a rocket scientist, they just couldn't go wrong.
Yeah. Well, Quinn had his eye on him like for years. Like, they were going to do this together. Mm-hmm. No, that was...
That really makes me doubt.
Yeah. And they get to get fired together. It's awesome.
And then they didn't get along, and they butted heads, and it didn't work. It's the magic. The magic of... assembling a team.
Yeah, the only thing with Brad Holmes and the seventh pick that the Lions have in this upcoming draft is the word around, like, with scouts that I've been reading, especially these people that quote scouts all the time in regards to draft, is that the quarterback crop 2 years from now, so not this draft but the following year's draft, is very bad. So if you're going to take a quarterback, the value is a little higher this year than normal, maybe because the quarterback crop the following year is not good.
Hey, can I tell you my pick for how I hope we get in the first pick right now? I know it's early for our draft.
I have a guess who you're going to say.
But along these lines, and this Big Z, you're going to love it because I want Big Z from BYU. Zach
Wilson.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Devonta Smith or whatever.
No. Hey, Stabber's got 2 years left in his contract, three.
I thought you were going to say some corny joke about wanting to be on the team.
I would love Zach Wilson.
He's got a Stafford-like arm that's unbelievable, and he's young and he can run. I'm telling you, this guy's the best.
So you take him at seven?
I think he's going to go top three myself.
Yeah.
He might.
Top six.
We might not have a chance at him. You're right, but that would be my – dream choice.
Right? All right, so Bob, really quick, what's your way too early pick that the Lions get in the first round now that we know the GM?
Oh, boy. Well, this is really way too early.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say they're going to go with a wide receiver, unless, like, Penny Sewell falls or, you know, I don't know, whatever. But I think Devonta Smith, I'll go with that.
There you go. I like it. How about you, Connor?
Who's the linebacker?
Micah Parsons, baby.
Yeah, he's the one I think they're going to pick.
That's my pick.
They really need a pass rush.
My pick is Micah Parsons.
I don't know if he'll be there either.
Who's yours, Red Dog?
Well, since you guys kind of stole my options, I'm just going to be interesting and do something different. No, I like Devonta Smith or Micah Parsons, but let's just throw Zaven Collins in there, too. If he blows up the combine, I could see him being there. Best defender in college football.
I've seen him projected like low first round in a lot of these mocks.
Yeah,
so.
But if he runs like a 4.5 or 4.6, then that changes things.
I'm more curious.
Is this
going to
be another one of those bets where Zach will eat bull testicles if he falls that far or whatever?
later date.
We'll get to that later.
Nagurski one.
Yeah.
No, it'd be Bronco balls because he's the Bronco Nagurski winner.
Yeah. So, we just wanted to hop on the podcast here really quick to go over this hire of the GM. So the Lions are halfway there. Now the next part is getting that head coach in place, and then we can really move forward looking at the draft and such. And this new era of Detroit Lions football really is new era.
Yeah.
New owner, new GM.
And, new batch of Kool-Aid, baby.
Yeah. Right. It's a fresh slate. Nobody knows. There's guys who think, oh, yeah, Dodds is the guy, but – we don't even know, really. I mean,
yeah, we don't know how to use one
until they actually do the job.
We don't know, yeah.
You know, so I'm excited.
So, and Bob Quinn was director of pro personnel. This guy's director of college scouting. So, interesting leap, and apparently personality, everything like that. So, we will. We shall see. We shall see. We're way too early. He hasn't even been around 24 hours yet, but.
Yeah.
We love the hire. This is the best hire in Lions history.
He loved the their like social justice thing too. So I think the players will probably like that. So we'll see.
Yeah,
I think
definitely.
They'll respond to him.
Zach, if they hire Marvin Lewis, I'm putting a curse on you because you have spoken it into existence now.
Here's one thing I don't like about the NFL though. So they have this diversity thing going on where if they hire a coach of color, so Hispanic, black, that the team that I know why they have this rule, but I think it create. So the Rams, because of this hire, get 2 third round compensatory picks. That doesn't.
What?
I know.
Isn't that?
I know. It seems like it should be the other way around.
That's kind of why. Yeah, exactly. The Lions should get something, right? If that happens, but I don't even like that at all. It should be monetary. It shouldn't like. I don't like that the Rams get 2 third-round picks because of this. That's very bizarre to me. I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to encourage teams to promote people of, and minorities and their organization. I get that, but this is, I believe, the wrong way to go about it because it creates competitive imbalance.
I think he's the third black GM in the league right now.
This would be the fourth. He would be the fourth now.
Isn't that counting the Falcons who haven't hired theirs yet?
No, I don't think so.
What's his face?
He's the second.
It's three
Lions
or four. It's three or four.
GM.
But then the Rams are also going to get another 2 third-round draft picks because Ray Farmer, one of their assistant GMs, is going to be hired by the Jacksonville Jaguars soon. So now the Rams are going to get 4 third-round picks. Because of this?
Does that just make the third round longer? I'm so confused.
No, I think they just get them for like the next 3 years now. They get like 2 for like the next 3 years or something.
From who,
like
though? Are they taking these picks from
the
company?
No, they just add them. Yeah, they add them. They add them.
The NFL just gives them a pick.
Yeah, same thing like when if you get like a free agent signed away for a lot of money, you get a compensatory pick. So there's like 40 picks in the third round now instead of 32. I think that creates a way too unbalanced competitively. I don't like the way they went about it personally. It should have been tied to more financials, I thought. But I just want to throw that
and the
out
Rams
there. It's kind of wild. The Rams,
lot of picks. The Rams always have a lot of picks. The Lions only have 5, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
we can spin those into some more.
Hey, he should be able to bring his picks with him from the team he was with.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting thing.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's going to wrap it up. But the Lions hiring 41-year-old general manager Brad Holmes, former college scouting director of the Los Angeles Rams. So we'll be back on here. We'll have another emergency podcast when the Lions hire their head coach, which seems like it's going to be happening sooner rather than later, unless they haven't had the opportunity to interview anybody that's in the playoffs still. So that's the only caveat, that maybe they're waiting for Brandon Staley now that they hired the Rams guy for the Rams to lose to the Packers this weekend or something like that. So that's always the risk that comes with waiting, that you could lose on another guy when you wait for this other guy. But anyways, that'll wrap it up. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Twitter at Drinking Lions, Instagram at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, and please leave a review. We'd really appreciate it. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And last but not least, as always, go!
Field, a charging team that will not yield, and when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave, rah, 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 go hard, win the game, with honor you will keep your fame, down the field and gain, a Lions victory,
go!
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.